Evan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what does Erdogan have to gain from sending troops into northern Syria?
Well, the Turkish government has said what they are aiming to do is set up a security zone along the border, which would prevent Kurdish terrorists, which is what the Turks call them, launching any military operations onto Turkish territory. At the same time, and as you've just said in your excellent introduction, the US is continuing to arm the YPG in eastern Syria in order to prevent a resurgence of Islamic State. So what's happening with the move into Afrin is that this is the start of Turkey's plan to set up this security zone. However, Afrin, as you say, is in northwestern Syria, which is not an area where the Americans are conducting operations. They are focused on northeastern Syria, which, of course, was the area where Islamic State came into being. So the move into Afrin in itself shouldn't create a conflict between Turkey and the US. But the concern is that if the Turks extend their plan for a security zone, then there could be conflict with YPG troops, which the US is supporting in northeastern Syria.
Mm. And just on that, do you think a US-Turkey relationship could survive this sort of proxy conflict?
Well, it's under a lot of strain because the Turks and the US have divergent aims. Turkey is most concerned to prevent any assistance by Kurds in Syria for the PKK in Turkey, whereas the US emphasis is on preventing a resurgence by Islamic State. So they have divergent aims, and the US, in continuing to arm the YPG, concerns the Turks because they treat the YPG, as you say, as an offshoot of the PKK, which they regard as a terrorist organisation. So Turkey and the US are heading in different directions in terms of their aims in northern Syria.
Now, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has something to gain with the removal of the Kurds from his nation, but also has enemy forces within his borders. Will Turkey and Syria end up in conflict?
Well, it's been reported that Turkey coordinated this operation, or at least advised in advance both the Russians, because the Russians control the skies in northwestern Syria, and also the Syrian government, because they are the major factors in northwestern Syria. So the Turks have probably guaranteed, at least this stage, while the fighters concentrate on Afrin, have probably guaranteed that there won't be a conflict with the Syrians or with the Russians.
Hmm. Now, if you just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking with Kevin Boreham from the ANU College of Law about a new assault in Syria waged by Turkey on so-called Kurdish insurgents and what this means for the complex political relations in the Middle East. Now, you just mentioned Russia before. Where does Russia fare in all of this?
Russia and Turkey have patched up their relationship, which, of course, was under strain a year or two ago when Turkish forces shot down a Russian plane, which they claimed had strayed off its Turkish airspace, and are now cooperating reasonably well in terms of their different operations in Syria. Now, of course, Russia's aim is to prop up the Assad regime, and Turkey, at the start of the Syrian civil war, was opposed to the Assad regime and was calling for Assad to be removed. But Turkey's emphasis seems to have shifted to the concern about the Kurds, so they seem to be reasonably comfortable with coordinating with the Assad regime forces, so there's not a conflict between those two groups.
Mm. And just on that, sort of the concerns of Turkey shifting, on this, do you think that Turkey's moving away from the US and sort of towards Russia?
I wouldn't put it quite that way, because Turkey, of course, is a member of NATO, And the NATO organisation is, of course, intended to protect Europe against any Russian aggression. So the orientation of Turkey and Russia is quite different. But in terms of their aims in relation to Syria, they seem to have reached a sort of modus vivendi, a let and let live attitude to their divergent aims, and they do seem to have managed to stay out of each other's way during the last few days with the Turkish operations in Afrin.
And just as a final point, do you think that this conflict is a win for ISIS?
It's a very good point. Of course, ISIS at this stage has been militarily defeated. Its remaining forces, those of its leaders who remain alive, are hidden in the desert of Iraq and Syria. And the greater concern about ISIS now is its sponsorship of terrorist organisations or terrorist individual terrorists in Western countries, including Australia. So that's the concern about ISIS at this stage. The US, clearly, by keeping this residual force in Syria, is very concerned to prevent ISIS resurging. And it's, of course, true that since the US relies upon the YPG, the reasonably effective Kurdish forces, and in that is in conflict with Turkey, that these separate aims and these tensions could give scope for ISIS to resurge, particularly if, as a result of these problems, the US was to reduce its cooperation with the YPG. So ISIS is not a factor at the moment, but it's true that this could offer openings for them in the future.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. Really appreciate you making the time to talk to us about this matter.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.